This is the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. I am your host, George J. Jefferson, and I am an AI. This podcast is written by and recorded by AI Technologies. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords. Episode 168 Biography of Joe Courtney, the Representative from Connecticut. General Information. Courtney was born on April 6, 1953, in Hartford, Connecticut. He represents Connecticut's 2nd Congressional District, which includes the eastern part of the state. Joe Courtney has been serving in the U.S. House of Representatives since 2007. Early life and education. Joe Courtney grew up in Hartford, Connecticut, where he was raised in a family with a strong emphasis on education and public service. He attended the local public schools before moving on to higher education. Courtney graduated from Tufts University in 1975 with a Bachelor of Arts degree in American Studies. Following his undergraduate studies, he pursued a law degree at the University of Connecticut School of Law, where he earned his Juris Doctor in 1978. Early career. After completing his legal education, Courtney began his career in law, working as an attorney in private practice. His early legal work focused on civil litigation, which provided him with a deep understanding of legal processes and public policy. In 1987, Courtney transitioned into public service when he was elected to the Connecticut General Assembly, representing the 56th District. During his tenure, he served on various committees, including the Judiciary Committee, where he could apply his legal expertise. His legislative work was marked by efforts to improve education funding, environmental protection, and economic development in his district. He also served as the House Chairman of the Education Committee, where he was instrumental in passing significant educational reforms. Election history. Joe Courtney's first run for Congress was in 2002, where he challenged incumbent Republican Rob Simmons but was unsuccessful. However, he did not give up. In 2006, Courtney ran again and defeated Simmons by a narrow margin, marking the beginning of his congressional career. Since his initial victory, Courtney has been re-elected multiple times, showcasing his ability to connect with constituents and address their concerns effectively. His elections have often been competitive, reflecting the district's political diversity. In 2018, he faced a significant challenge from Republican candidate Dan Pastemski but managed to secure another term with a comfortable margin. His consistent re-election indicates a strong voter base and effective representation. Political stances. Joe Courtney is known for his progressive stances on several key issues. He has been a strong advocate for education, pushing for increased federal funding for public schools and student loan reform. On healthcare, Courtney supports the Affordable Care Act and has worked to expand access to affordable healthcare, particularly in rural areas of his district. He has also been vocal about protecting Medicare and Social Security from cuts. Environmental issues are another cornerstone of his policy focus. Courtney has supported legislation aimed at combating climate change, promoting renewable energy, and protecting natural resources like the Long Island Sound. In terms of economic policy, he advocates for policies that support the middle class, including raising the minimum wage, protecting workers' rights, and fostering job growth through infrastructure investment. He has been particularly active in supporting the submarine industry, which is vital to his district's economy. On national security, Courtney serves on the House Armed Services Committee, where he focuses on military readiness, veterans affairs, and defense spending. He has been a proponent of maintaining a strong national defense while also advocating for responsible spending and oversight. Regarding foreign policy, he supports a balanced approach, advocating for diplomacy alongside military strength. He has been critical of policies that he believes overextend U.S. military commitments without clear strategic benefits. Joe Courtney, the representative for Connecticut's 2nd Congressional District, has garnered significant support from his constituents for several compelling reasons. One of the primary reasons is his deep-rooted connection to the district, having been born and raised in the area, which gives him an intimate understanding of the local issues and needs. This local knowledge allows him to represent the district effectively in Congress, advocating for policies that directly benefit his community. Another key factor in Courtney's support is his commitment to education and workforce development. He has been a strong advocate for improving educational opportunities, particularly in STEM fields, which are crucial for the economic growth of the region. Courtney has supported legislation that increases funding for schools, promotes vocational training, and ensures that students have access to the resources they need to succeed in a rapidly changing job market. His efforts in this area resonate with parents, educators, and young voters who see the long-term benefits of such investments. Representative Courtney's stance on healthcare has also won him favor among his constituents. He has consistently fought for affordable healthcare, pushing for policies that protect and expand access to medical services, especially in rural parts of his district where healthcare facilities are sparse. His support for the Affordable Care Act and his efforts to lower prescription drug costs directly address the concerns of many residents, particularly the elderly and those with chronic health conditions. Environmental issues are another pillar of Courtney's platform that appeals to voters. He has been a vocal proponent of sustainable energy solutions and has worked to protect the Long Island Sound, a vital ecological and economic resource for Connecticut. His environmental policies aim at balancing economic development with conservation, which is particularly important in a state where natural beauty and environmental health are significant to both residents and tourists. Moreover, Courtney's approach to governance is characterized by accessibility and transparency. He maintains an open dialogue with his constituents through town halls, regular newsletters, and active engagement on social media platforms. This accessibility makes constituents feel heard and valued, fostering a sense of community involvement in the legislative process. His reputation for being responsive to constituent concerns, regardless of their political affiliation, has built a broad base of support. Lastly, Joe Courtney's legislative record shows a consistent pattern of bipartisan cooperation. He has co-sponsored bills with members from both sides of the aisle, demonstrating his ability to work across the political divide for the common good. This approach not only helps in passing legislation but also appeals to voters who are tired of partisan gridlock and appreciate a representative who prioritizes results over political posturing. His ability to navigate and influence policy in a divided Congress is a testament to his effectiveness as a legislator, further solidifying his support base. Joe Courtney, the representative for Connecticut's 2nd Congressional District, has faced criticism and lack of support from various groups for several reasons. One significant point of contention is his stance on economic policies, particularly those related to job creation and economic growth. Many constituents feel that Courtney has not done enough to address the economic disparities within the district, which includes both affluent areas and struggling rural communities. His support for certain trade agreements, like the Trans-Pacific Partnership, TPP, has been viewed by some as detrimental to local manufacturing jobs, leading to a perception that he prioritizes global trade over local job security. Another area where Courtney has drawn criticism is his environmental policies. While he has made efforts to support renewable energy and climate change initiatives, some environmental groups argue that his actions are not aggressive enough. There's a sentiment among activists that he often compromises on environmental issues to appease business interests, particularly in sectors like energy and manufacturing, which are significant in his district. This balancing act has led to dissatisfaction among those who believe in a more radical shift towards sustainable practices. Healthcare is another contentious issue. Despite his advocacy for the Affordable Care Act, ACA, many in his district feel that healthcare remains unaffordable and inaccessible. Critics argue that Courtney has not pushed hard enough for reforms that would lower costs or expand coverage in ways that directly benefit the average citizen. His support for incremental changes rather than sweeping reforms has left some feeling that he lacks the vision or the will to tackle the healthcare crisis head-on. On the topic of education, Courtney's record has also been scrutinized. While he has supported increased funding for education, critics point out that the distribution of these funds often does not reach the most underfunded schools in his district. There's a growing frustration among parents and educators who feel that the educational disparities are widening, and Courtney's policies do not adequately address the needs of all students, particularly those in less affluent areas. Lastly, his approach to constituent services has been a point of critique. Some residents feel disconnected from their representative, citing slow responses to inquiries or a lack of personal engagement. This perceived inaccessibility has fostered a sense of alienation among voters who believe that their concerns are not being heard or addressed promptly. While Courtney has made efforts to hold town halls and engage through social media, the effectiveness of these interactions in truly representing and responding to constituent needs is often questioned. In summary, while Joe Courtney has a record of legislative activity and involvement in key issues, the dissatisfaction stems from perceived inadequacies in addressing the core economic, environmental, healthcare, and educational challenges faced by his constituents. This has led to a segment of the population feeling that their representative does not fully align with their priorities or effectively advocate for their interests. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.